You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Roberta Greenspan. She has been in business at Special Docs Consultants Incorporated for more than 10 years, bringing decades of experiences in the healthcare world to her consulting firm and physician clients. Roberta launched Special Docs with the mission to bring patient-focused care back to the forefront and humanize the practice of medicine. Today, she works with more than 100 concierge physicians across the United States, assisting them in converting their traditional practices to personalized concierge models and providing ongoing support as they care for their patients. Roberta, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
And the pleasure is ours as well. So first of all, Roberta, for those unaware of the concierge model of care or personalized care, please give us a brief explanation of that, if you would.
Concierge medical practice is really a condensed or small and very personalized version of what most patients out there are familiar with. It's a practice where the physician hones down from several thousand patients to several hundred patients, allowing much more time and much more of an in-depth relationship with the patient. It also gives patients an opportunity to have direct access to their doctor 24/7, not just access to a doctor, Eric, which any of us can do. If you call in the middle of the night, you'll likely get an answering service who will then connect with your physician or a physician who's covering, and eventually, usually within 20 to 30 minutes, someone will call you back. But at 3 in the morning, that can feel like an eternity. In a concierge practice, patients are given the doctor's cell phone, and they reach him directly, him or her, directly in their bed in the middle of the night. So it really is direct access to your own physician. And then during the day, concierge practices are very different because patients do not wait. We call the waiting room the no-wait waiting room because patients are seen on time. They can call in the morning for a lot of busy patients who work today and are under work pressures and time constraints. If they wake up with a very sore throat and a fever and they have a 12 noon flight to New York City, they can call their doctor first thing in the morning, be seen at 9 o'clock, get treated, prescribed an antibiotic, and get on that flight on time. So there are all kinds of very personalized advantages to these kinds of practices.
Yes, absolutely phenomenal. Now, what are the greatest benefits of switching to a physician that practices this model for a patient?
Well, some of the things that I just mentioned to you, it depends on what's important to the individual patient. Some patients find that it's not just the 24/7 access directly to the physician and being able to be seen on time. But for others, it's things like the fact that because the physician can spend so much more time with you on each office visit, they really have an opportunity to get to know you, your family, the name of the family dog. They know the family dynamics. They know your personal anxieties. So when you come in to see them, it's not just the presenting problem that you made the appointment for. You'll have a chance to chat with them about what's going on in your personal life, any personal anxieties, and the doctor knows you so well, Eric, that let's say you have lab work done and you have an abnormal liver enzyme or your thyroid function is showing up abnormally, and the doctor calls you and says, you know, I'd like to do some repeat blood work just to check this out. I don't think it's anything to worry about, Roberta, but let's get this done just to be on the safe side. Well, my doctor knows me so well that he knows He may tell me it's nothing to worry about, but I'm going to be panic-stricken until I get the results of the follow-up. He knows me well enough to get me in right away and call me immediately with the results. You don't have that when you're a patient in a practice of 2,000. You're treated as routine. You're just another patient. Take a number, get the blood work done, and we'll call you in a few days when it comes back. So all of these sort of personalized benefits, including proactive wellness, I'm off on a little bit of a tangent, but it's important. It's a real benefit in these kinds of practices. Patients have an opportunity to talk to their doctor in depth. What can I do to change my diet? I work so hard I don't have an opportunity to exercise. What can I do to reduce my cholesterol? There's time for all of this in a personalized practice.
Has the Affordable Care Act directly or indirectly affected the concierge medicine field?
Actually, the Affordable Care Act has definitely directly impacted on non-concierge physicians because it's forced those traditional doctors to re-examine how they practice. Because in our current environment, with what's going on, especially since the implementation of the ACA, physicians have, all across the country, and we've transitioned over 150 physicians over a 12-year period, we know full well there are declining reimbursements from insurance company. They have increased overhead. It's more money for state-of-the-art equipment. You have to pay higher salaries to get quality employees. So in order to take care of the decreasing reimbursements and increasing overhead, you don't need to be a rocket scientist to know this means you have to generate more and more revenue. So you have to see more and more patients in less and less time. So traditional patients have been directly impacted by this, and they really are stepping back and taking a good look at how they can take back control of their professional lives, take back control of their practices. And therefore, it's been a boon to concierge medicine because more and more doctors are opting for that model of care.
Today, we are joined by Roberta Greenspan, who has been in business at Special Docs Consultants Incorporated for more than 10 years, bringing decades of experiences in the healthcare world to her consulting firm and physician clients here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Roberta, what are some of the most common misconceptions you hear about concierge care, both from the physicians that have not transitioned and from potential patients?
Well, I think from potential patients, and this was previously, in previous years, more than currently, there was some perception that it was all about physician greed, that it was just so doctors could make more money. It was thought of as being very elitist, that only the wealthy and well-heeled and highly educated white-collar patients could join these kinds of practices. Today, I think that has been dispelled. That mystique has been dispelled. We've really gone into small towns all across the country, middle-income families. If the price point is right for these annual fee practices, then it's really an affordable choice. It's very personal. There are patients who say, I'd rather spend the $1,500, let's say, on my cell phone or on increased HBO channels on my cable TV than I would on my doctor each year in order to become a member of this kind of practice. So I think that patients today get it in terms of the fact that they understand it's not about physician greed. They know it's about physician survival if they want to maintain autonomy and not be bought up by the local hospital and become an employed physician. It's really what physicians need to do to provide, to not compromise the care that they are trained and morally and ethically want to deliver to their patients. So that would be what I would say in terms of dispelling some kinds of misconceptions. From the physician standpoint, I think one of the fears that physicians had before they opted to become concierges, wow, if my patients pay me, again, let's say $1,500, if my patients pay me X amount of dollars a year, am I going to be an indentured servant? Are these patients going to feel like they own me and I'm going to be bombarded with telephone calls at, you know, 11 p.m. on a Saturday night and 3 a.m. during the week, 24/7? The reality is I can't quite explain this, Eric, but there is a complete psychological flip switch. I think patients have renewed respect for their doctors, and when they know that when they call at 3 in the morning, they're getting their doctor directly in his bed in the middle of the night, they're apologetic, they're sensitive, they're appreciative, they've lost that anger and frustration that they feel when they get an answering service who couldn't care less and puts them on hold when they're so anxious in an emergent situation. So I think that once they talk to others who have already made that leap of faith and transitioned to a concierge medical practice, they realize that physicians are never feeling bothered, that respectfully that doesn't happen. They're not indentured servants. The patients are very respectful. And they don't leave. That's another fear is, gee, well, will they sign up the first year and then nobody's going to come back again? If you deliver on your promises and if you're compassionate and you take time to listen well to your patients and deliver on your promises, patients do not leave. They stay.
Certainly makes sense. Now, lastly, a recent study conducted by Jackson Healthcare shared that 42% of physicians are dissatisfied. The top drivers of this dissatisfaction are decreasing autonomy, low reimbursement, and administrative hassles. Does this sound familiar, and how do you think this feeling translates into patient care?
It definitely sounds familiar. In fact, there's no question that this Jackson Healthcare study is right on the money. In fact, I would say that 42% dissatisfaction rate is actually low. In fact, I have another statistic to throw out there, which is really depressing, and that's that 12 years ago, when I founded this business, new medical school graduates in the United States, at that time, about 40% of them were opting to go into primary care. And by primary care, I mean internal medicine or family practice, being the sort of local, excuse the expression, but Marcus Welby type of a doctor. That figure today is under 8%. Of American medical school graduates. They don't want to go into primary care because they know well about the dissatisfaction of income, their lowered income. They have no control. Talk about decreasing autonomy. They have little to no control any longer. And they're not able to practice medicine the way that they were trained or idealistically the way they thought they would be able to practice. Their administrative and their reporting responsibilities take up inordinate amounts of time during their day that should be focused on direct patient care. So they're exhausted, they're frustrated, they're not particularly happy, and they're very stressed, because when you're seeing more and more patients in less and less time, what does that lead to? It leads to the sense that, oh my goodness, what if I make a mistake? What if I miss something because I'm not able to take the time that I used to be able to take? I'm not able to research something where a red flag went up. So there's all kinds of reasons why physicians are dissatisfied, just like the Jackson Healthcare study indicated.
Well, certainly do appreciate your getting us up to speed on concierge model of care in the healthcare industry. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Special Docs Consultants Incorporated online?
Special Docs Consultants is a company that deals exclusively with physicians. So if we have patients listening online, certainly they can go to our website and inquire through our contact button and see if we can help them find a concierge physician in their area. Our website is specialdocs.com. And we do have a contact button for any physicians who are prospectively inquiring about this option of medical care for their own physician practices. If you'd also like our telephone number, they can reach us directly at 847-432-4502.
Very good. Roberta, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us, and you're more than welcome to come back to give us an update anytime here on Enterprise Radio.
And my pleasure, Eric. Thank you.
We've been speaking with Roberta Greenspan. She has been in business at Special Docs Incorporated for more than 10 years, bringing decades of experiences in the healthcare world to her consulting firm and physician clients. And once again, the website of reference and for contact is specialdocs.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.